All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Wednesday, May 31st, last trading day of the month. And I've been gone for a few days. And Mark, what is happening here? I mean, we have the debt ceiling. We have an important vote today. The NASDAQ has been doing really well in May. Then we also still have earnings coming in. Advanced Auto Parts misses earnings. We have a jobs report coming in. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. So we need to talk about this and also take a look at it, how our positions are doing and how we are trading it. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And Mark, I mean, we have a short trading week and Monday's markets were closed in observance of Memorial Day. And then yesterday, what happened?
Well, Marcus, you just can't leave me alone because you know something crazy is going to happen. And
It seems this way. What are you doing there?
I know, huh? We knew going into this week that all eyes are still, you know, short term on the debt ceiling, what's happening there. But it's also going to be a busy week for jobs. So yesterday we started strong. We had a bit of a reversal. Today we opened lower and we've really just been drifting lower throughout the session. But the drop accelerating after JOLTS jobs.
Yeah, so I mean, let's talk about the two things that are really moving the markets right now. Of course, the debt ceiling drama. It seems that over the weekend, a deal was struck, but it needs to pass the House and the Senate right now. And today, there's the important vote in the House. Mark, do you know when that is?
I read that it's supposed to take place around 8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. So it'll be tonight. So, I mean, that's one thing that's looming because the question is, okay, will it pass the House or is there some hiccup? And then, as you mentioned it, it's all about jobs. And this morning we had the JOLTS job openings report.
We did. And this is where, again, the Fed would like to see jobs weakening and wages weakening. That's going to help their fight against inflation. They do have a dual mandate to support price stability, but also a strong jobs market. But in this case, Fed policy is shifting towards calming the jobs market down. And we just aren't seeing that. Jobs remain resilient. And here we see that 10.1 million jobs are open, and this is compared to the 9.41 million forecast.
Yeah, huge jump because, I mean, last month we had the decline then that we finally got below 10 million, now above 10 million job openings again, just meaning that it seems that there is still, 2.7 jobs for every job seeker or something like this.
Something like that.
Yeah. So this means that the market is strong. And that's where we also see the Fed Watch tool. I mean, the probabilities for a rate hike have flipped. Last week when I was with you, it was still like a 60-40 that the Fed might keep rates the same. But right now it is 68.7% probability that the Fed is going to hike rates at the next meeting. So another interest rate raising event.
That's what the probabilities show. So not 100%, but it's definitely flopped from just a couple of weeks ago where traders really felt like there was no chance the Fed would raise rates and just keep things the same. Instead, the June meeting is 14 days, 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 14 seconds away. And we'll see what the Fed decides to do.
Yeah, interesting. So traders still are betting or expecting that the Fed will lower interest rates later this year. But first of all, it has shifted to the November meeting. And secondly, this is where we come back to the level where we are at right now. So, I mean, to lower from the level where we are at right now, which is at 5% to 5.25%. I mean, traders are expecting it maybe happening towards the end of the year. And that's kind of consistent with what Powell and Fed members have been saying. Like, we still have a lot of work to do.
And that's where there's some uncertainty. So with jobs, again, this is typically a good news, but good news is bad news in this situation for the Fed. And I think there's also a little anxiety over the debt ceiling. You know, we've had this run up, maybe a little profit taking, just, you know, going into what takes place this evening. It should pass the House. Then it goes to the Senate, which might be a little more challenging. People still feel like we're going to get the debt ceiling issue resolved, but it's still a bit of a wild card.
Yeah, and just to be clear, because initially Treasury Secretary Yellen said that we will default on June 1st. Now it's being pushed back to June 5th, but it is crunch time. It is crunch time. Yep. So we don't have the luxury of having multiple votes in the House or in the Senate. It basically has to kind of pass right away. So that we are not, when is the 5th? Is that on Monday? I believe it's on Monday, right?
That's a good question.
Yep, it is on Monday. It is Monday.
Now, is it the 5th or the 6th? Either way, it was Monday or Tuesday.
I thought it was 6-5. Okay, well, anyhow, long story short, crunch time. And that's what we're seeing here. Also this morning, the VIX higher still at pretty low levels. So we're still below 20, but up 4% from yesterday. So definitely some uncertainty, some nervousness, also paired with the jobs report here. And we still have the big jobs report coming out on Friday.
Yep. And, you know, Marcus, it's also the last trading day of the month. And it's been a pretty decent month of May. Trading wise, the NASDAQ going into today's session, I think it was up about 6%. So that's a huge month for the NASDAQ. The S&P was positive for the month, not nearly as much as the NASDAQ, but up 0.4% going into the session. And the Dow doing the exact opposite, pulling back down around 3.6% as going into today's session. So giving up some of those gains, maybe the S&P turns negative for the month after this dip, but NASDAQ definitely the big winner this month.
Yeah, and with S&P, we talked about it. The 4200 level just seems to be resistant that can't be cracked. Even if it is cracked for a day or two, we fall right below 4200, right now trading at 4169. So again, a little bit lower. And we will see if tonight, if the House passes this new spending bill, if there's a relief rally, or if traders are still nervous waiting for what happens in the Senate. Because as you pointed out, I mean, the Senate, that could be the tough one.
Exactly. Speaking of tough ones, have you seen crude oil recently?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, crude oil is falling apart here. I mean, trading well below 70. This morning, I mean, trading down to what, almost $67?
Yeah, a crazy two-day slide. So yesterday down 4.6%. Today it was down over 3%, but it's recouped some of those losses, down just over 1% right now. So pretty decent dip here in crude oil. Well, this has led to some drops in energy and oil stocks. Yesterday, Marcus, in the Coffee with Marcus and Mark session, I looked at four energy stocks that popped up on the wheel scanner. Just curious, in general, right now, are you concerned about putting on a trade in oil and energy, or do you see that this as an opportunity?
You know what? This is a good segue over to actually our positions and then possible trades. So let's take a look at this, because one of the positions that I'm in is an energy stock, and that is CTRA, Coterra Energy. And yeah, this is definitely something where I'm looking at it and say, come on, I would love to be able to sell calls against it. We are moving towards the lower edge of the range again, which is at 22.50. And my break even is at 22.24. So no, I do believe that there's still some good opportunities for crude oil, because if you're going back to crude oil for a moment, we see that crude oil likes these dips, and honestly, to dip down towards 60 is not too unusual. I mean, this is what we saw in 2021. So this is also what we saw here before the pandemic in 2019, where we have been trading between 50 and 60. We know that during the pandemic, crude oil went negative, actually, then fueled by the war in Ukraine, shot all the way up to 130, now pulling back. But I still think there's some good opportunities. Keep in mind that energy stocks were reporting, record profits.
I mean, I feel the same way. I think that there's an opportunity here. Now, I wouldn't go all in and put all your chips on oil and energy. And that's where being mindful of correlations will help. As an example, I am in a position, I've sold puts on Suncor. And I think CTRA looks great here. But with the correlation, it's just above my cutoff for what I like to avoid. So close. If I wasn't in Suncor, I think CTRA is definitely something to consider around these levels, especially you see there that PowerX Optimizer is showing a put around, what is that, 22?
No, it's 26.50 for Suncor, and CTRA, it's right now at 22.50 if you want to go out to next week, and 23 if you want to go out to this week. I think these are great levels. I mean, honestly, for both stocks, CTRA, and I know that you reviewed it yesterday. So CTRA, Coterra Energy, if you're not in this, I believe that the 22.50 or even the 23 for this week would be great, especially for this week. You're looking at a healthy 78% annualized ROI.
Sure. And although they had bigger run-ups, we also briefly looked at Chevron and ExxonMobil yesterday, which fundamentally are, I think, super sound and the big players. Chart-wise, I like CTRA and Suncor a little bit better, but Chevron and Exxon are both solid companies.
Yeah, and let's not forget about Oxy. I mean, Warren Buffett now increased the stake to 25%, and right now there's an opportunity to sell puts at 56. So if you're interested in picking up some Oxy, Occidental Petroleum for $56, this might be a really good opportunity. And as we see, I mean, pretty much for the last year, Oxy has been trading between 56 and 76. So in a very, very, very nice range. And I just saw in the news this morning that Warren Buffett increased its stakes in Oxy again and now owns 25%.
And interesting, because he said he wasn't going to make a push to, take over, but definitely adding. You never know, because when you have that type of money to throw around, you definitely want to keep things as quiet as possible. otherwise, everything's going to run up before you try to make a bid and buy it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the other two positions that we are in. We talked about CTRA, and let's actually talk about SU. So I sold the 28 put. You sold the 27.50. Right now, it is trading at 27.80. So for me, the put is in the money. For you, it's getting close to the money. Time to panic?
Not at all. And it does get a little uncomfortable if you've never sold puts before and you see that nice premium and you're thinking, woohoo, free money. And then you see the stock start to drop a little bit because those puts are going to be losing money on paper. But keep in mind, we sold strikes that we want to own shares at. So if you're owning shares at 28, that's fantastic. And you actually are owning it at a bit of a discount from where it was trading before, but also you got paid to own it at 28.
And I mean, this the strategy that we are trading is the wheel strategy, and getting assigned is part of the strategy, because look what happened the last time it dipped below 28. It rallied all the way back up to 33. And then here, when we dipped below 28, we rallied all the way up to 37. And let's see if we have one more instance. This was a little bit early, but this is where we went from $26 to $38. So will it happen? No, but as traders, that's what we do. We play the probabilities and just see, is there solid support? And support will not hold forever, but right now I do believe that there's good support, and I don't mind owning Suncor at 28 and then hopefully being able to sell calls against it next week. Let's see how this shakes out.
Love it. Hey, I don't know if you're going to mention it or not, Oh, I know this is horrible for anybody watching. But did you get filled?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sending out an alert to our mastermind group. I was just checking.
Yeah, I just got filled on a trade that we put on. We'll talk about it. But I also want to talk about GM. That is a trade that I put on where I sold the 31 put expiring this Friday. Right now it is trading still above there, 31.91. I had a really great yesterday. I tried to close the put at 90% of max profits, did not get filled. Today we see a little bit of a pullback, but also here with GM, we see solid support. So I'm not concerned about it at all. And I don't mind owning GM and then being able to sell calls against it. And then finally, we also have PNC. And PNC, after being back in the range where we wanted to see it today, a little bit weakness overall in the financials. If we just for a moment look at the heat map, we just see that financials, where do we have them? Let's see, it is rearranged. I need to zoom out a little bit right here. There's all the financial services. We see that Visa is down 1.68%, MasterCard is down 2.2%, JP Morgan down 2%. I mean, financials just showing some weakness here today. And this is where our PNC, which is PNC Financial Services, is being dragged down. So let's just see if we can go back into this range and what happens here over the next few days.
Yeah, that's a little unfortunate, but with the overall market down, it seems like a little accelerating a little bit, but hey, we're down about 1% in the S&P.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, talking about overall market, let's take a look at the overall market. And by the way, if you're liking what we are doing here, give us a like. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing to the channel, because this way you see what's happening to our position and whether we're getting assigned in Suncor and GM and what's happening to CTRA, Coterra Energy, and all the good stuff. So looking at the S&P 500, we are trading at session lows right now. So it seems that there's definitely nervousness in the market. The S&P down 0.9%, the NASDAQ trading at session lows down 0.8%, the Dow trading at session lows down 0.8%. So what do you expect for the remainder of the day?
You know, I think we'll start to pause a little bit. I don't think we're going to get a big rebound. And I mean, this is all just pure speculation. Who knows, right? But with this move lower, it doesn't surprise me. Even yesterday in the mastermind group, we were talking about just being patient, just waiting, getting this jobs data out. There was SYY that we traded last week. And I looked at it and thought, you know what, we're starting to make some new lows here. Let's just get a down day to put on a trade or two when premium is higher. And that's what we're getting. I'm liking it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, if you find this helpful, as I said, click subscribe. And we also have a few videos for you that explain a little bit more of what we are doing, why we are doing it. Take a look at these videos, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.